Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your shortlist of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get started today at Indeed.com/WSJ. That's Indeed.com/WSJ.
With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. We'll discuss why it's important to change the credit card you use most often. First, here are some money headlines. The Wall Street Journal says a big problem dogging Bitcoin is fake trading. According to a study by Bitwise Asset Management, nearly 95% of all reported trading in Bitcoin is artificially created by unregulated exchanges. That raises fresh doubts about the nascent market following a steep decline in prices over the past year. Fraudulent trading volume has dogged cryptocurrency trading for years, but the extent of the market manipulation has been difficult to determine. Bitwise said its analysis of trading activity at 81 exchanges over 4 days in March indicates that the actual market for Bitcoin is far smaller than previously thought. Bitwise submitted its research to the Securities and Exchange Commission with an application to launch a Bitcoin-based exchange-traded fund. The study is an attempt to alleviate the SEC's longstanding concerns that a Bitcoin ETF would leave investors exposed to fraud and market manipulation. Pizza chain Papa John's has made a big move. A big, big move. The company announced that retired basketball star and restaurant entrepreneur Shaquille O'Neal will join its board of directors and become an ambassador for the brand, while also investing personally in 9 Papa John's restaurants in the Atlanta area. Investors cheered, sending Papa John's stock rising in a down market Friday. After all, Papa John's certainly could use a more popular pitchman. The company's founder, John Schnatter, agreed to leave the company's board earlier this month after a year of both infighting and some controversial comments. Among those he alienated were a major sports league and African Americans. Still ahead, J.R. Whalen talks with CreditCards.com's Ted Rossman about getting the best use out of credit cards.
Your money briefing is sponsored by Athene, where our innovative annuity solutions and unique crediting strategies are powered by unconventional thinking. We are driven to do more for you.
It's easy enough to swipe your credit card at the checkout counter, and cashback rewards are among the benefits that make them worth their while with consumers. That's according to a new survey by CreditCards.com. But looking beyond the rewards can make the difference between extra cash in your pocket and leaving money on the table that someone else can scoop up. CreditCards.com analyst Ted Rossman is here to discuss. So Ted, people's spending habits change as they buy a house, have kids, go to graduate school, things like that. And they should make it a point to shop around for the right credit card as all those different life events happen.
You're absolutely right. Your lifestyle changes and your credit card should too. Unfortunately, what we found in our new survey was that about 1/3 of cardholders have switched in the past 3 years. That's it. Everybody else has held on to their cards for a long time. We found that 30% have never switched their favorite card.
I was amazed at this number. 53 million people have never changed the card they use most often.
That's shocking, isn't it?
It really is.
And there's another 16 million who switched, but it was a decade or more ago. So lots and lots of people are missing out. The golden age of credit card rewards is right now. We've never seen sign-up bonuses as generous as we've seen in the past few years. Ongoing spending rewards are really hot. For example, over the past year and a half, there's a whole new group of cards that are offering 4, even 5 points per dollar on restaurants. If you haven't compared cards in a while, you're definitely missing out.
And if somebody's going to change credit cards, it's important to look up the interest rate associated with transferring balances, because that's a very competitive area.
It is. And I'm glad you brought up interest rates, because we all get so enamored with rewards and free trips and cash back. But the fact is that 60% of cardholders are carrying debt from month to month. So for those 6 in 10 cardholders, they really need to prioritize their interest rate. And it's a good time to shop around for a balance transfer card, because while the Fed has been raising rates, that's pushing the credit card interest rate to an all-time high, 17.64% on average. So now is the time to knock out that debt. Get a balance transfer card. There's still attractive offers. You can get up to 21 months with no interest. And also, do some other things. Take on a side hustle. sell some things around the house, cut your expenses. Any dollar you can put towards your credit card debt is a guaranteed risk-free return of 18, maybe even 20+% depending on your card.
You know, oftentimes the splashiest part of credit card advertising is the sign-up bonus. But an interesting note in your research is that that's not what ultimately brings people to sign up.
I was surprised by that, and I think issuers would be pleasantly surprised because they're getting tired of this arms race that's been going on for the past few years. In many cases, it's not profitable for them because they give this great sign-up bonus, and then many cardholders are dumping the card soon thereafter. So the issuers want long-term value, and that's why we're seeing things like attractive ongoing rewards on restaurant spending, or you know, many hotel cards will give you a free night every year you renew the card, and a lot of those come with an annual fee. So things that keep you spending is really what the issuers want, and consumers can get good value out of that as well. I was really surprised that only 6% of people told us that what got them to sign up for their favorite card was the sign-up bonus. What I suspect is that that is a really dedicated few, and these gamers and card churners are actually having an outsized impact because I know people with 25 or 30 credit cards. It suggests to me, though, it's a small group of people that are doing it over and over.
The survey results show that millennials are most likely to wind up signing up because of the sign-up rewards.
I think that fits into millennials' love of experiences. We really saw that back in 2016 when the popular Chase Sapphire Reserve card came out with all these great perks like airport lounge access and free global entry and free TSA pre-check, 3 points per dollar on all your travel and dining spending. That really ushered in this new wave of competition in the credit card space. It used to be that everybody said millennials didn't want credit cards. They do want credit cards, though, and we're definitely seeing that with cards like the Sapphire Reserve that tap into a love of travel and love of experiences. So maybe millennials want cards, they just didn't want their parents' cards.
And that card, I believe, has an annual fee. It's a hefty fee, but then they apply it toward travel expenses you might rack up during the year. So at least it's not money that has just completely burned a hole in your pocket and gone away.
That's right. That's a $450 annual fee card, which is steep. But as you said, there's a $300 travel credit. So you take that off, it's only $150. And then if you throw in that $100 global entry or TSA pre-check fee every 4 years, you're really doing well, especially when you factor in the sign-up bonus, because that's 50,000 points. That's worth about $750 in free travel. There's some other good perks, too. I think it highlights for people that annual fee cards can be attractive. You just need to know your lifestyle. They could result in lots of great perks like free airline tickets, free hotel stays. You just need to figure out if that's valuable for you.
And when you're shopping around, it really goes to show the point that change can be good.
Change is definitely good. If nothing else, take a look around. Doesn't cost anything, doesn't hurt. It may be that you're really satisfied with the card you have, but I think chances are if you look around, you're going to find something better, whether it's a sign-up bonus or ongoing spending or a lower interest rate. Chances are you can do better.
All right. And there are lots of resources online where you can see all the benefits of cards and stack them up side by side and allow it to help you make your decision. And that is creditcards.com analyst Ted Rossman here in our studio. Ted, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.